Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we welcome back to our podcast desk members of the formidable Kiwanis Club of Bainbridge Island, and they're bringing some very good news. And Jim Copen, my friend, and a very active member in the Kiwanis Club, holding various leadership roles over the years. Tell us who you brought.
Well, again, I'm Jim Copen. I'm currently the president of the Kiwanis Club of Bainbridge Island. And with me, I have past president, Elizabeth Osmick, and a young fellow by the name of Paul Benton, who has been the leader of our all-comers track meet for a number of years. And he's with us and going to help us understand what's coming up, because we're back.
Yay! Yeah.
And what does that mean, Paul?
Well, after a two-year hiatus, we are going to restart the all-comers meets, as we call them. July 11th, it starts, the Monday after the 4th of July. And it'll be six of them, six Monday evenings, going through July and August, with a new venue this year. I think that's important. We'll be at Woodward Middle School track, not at the high school. The high school is having their turf field renovated, so we'll be at Woodward this year. And we're going to start a half hour earlier, partly because Woodward doesn't have lights, and we need to get finished before it gets dusky or dark. So registration this year is at 5:30, and the first race, the Jogger's Mile, will start at 6. But otherwise, it'll be quite familiar.
Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about the all-comers track meet, what it is, what the age groups are.
Sure. Well, it's a very fun, friendly family event. Think of it as a big picnic. Families just come, watch their kids run, ages from, toddlers. If they can move, they can participate. I think the favorite event for most Kiwanians, most people that I've heard, is the small hurdles for the young kids. They'll run up to it. Some will stop and look at it and be like, what do I do? Others will hold on and like balance over, kick a leg up. So it's just a lot of fun. And parents can participate in the mile with their kids, or they can watch their kids run in several events. And I know towards the last time we had it, we had an enthusiastic parent that did shot put. Are we doing any other activities, Paul?
If we can get the people to supervise it, yes, we'd like to do both the shot put. We don't use 8-pound metal shots, obviously. We use a little soft exercise ball. It weighs about, pound and a half, relatively light. But when it hits the ground, it just flops. The kids throw that. But we're also, I hope, to do the long jump, which is a natural. The kids just go up to the edge of the pit and jump into the sand. And that requires very little setup. And we'll have two good pits at Woodward. So we hope to do both the long jump and the shot put if we can get adult supervision, which I think we will.
Yeah, and your comments about being such a family-oriented event is really right on. I mean, we've come to them the last before they were stopped because of COVID, but we were always there at Jim's invitation to basically look at our neighbors and observe these kids having a great time. Mm-hmm. The families do come. They spread out their blankets. Mm-hmm. They bring some refreshments, I think, sometimes, and really have a great time.
We have some advantages at Woodward. The disadvantage is no lights and there's no stadium seating. But the advantage is that at the high school, we weren't allowed to eat on the field. So if you're going to bring food, I had to keep sending people back up in the stands. But there's no such restriction at Woodward. It's real grass, both in the infield and the adjacent field. So people can turn this into a picnic. They can spread their blankets out in the grass. And we hope it doesn't rain.
What about parking? Should people come early and figure out parking?
Yes, I think that's true. Though I think in some ways parking will probably be a little easier here. I would park, well, there's a big lot north of Woodward where the school buses ordinarily congregate. That's one good area. And then at Sakai, there are two parking areas by Sakai, right adjacent to the track. So I think there'll be better parking than there was at the high school, easier parking.
I think one thing to also to mention is that there will be restrooms available.
Oh, good.
That's something we had at the high school, and we weren't sure whether that was going to happen this year. But facilities manager at the school district has been really good in working with us this year. So it's all coming together, and we couldn't be more excited. It's so fun.
Now this starts on July 11th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The weekend after July 4th, or the week after.
Yep.
The Monday.
There are 6 Monday evenings.
Oh, okay.
6 Mondays. And I want to follow up a little bit on what Elizabeth said. It's mostly kids running. We would like to encourage older kids to come too. There's no, as the years have gone on, we've had more and more really young kids and mm-hmm. fewer and fewer kids who were 11, 12, 13, 14. And I think that's sometimes because the parents are bringing the 7, 8, 9-year-olds and then the other, but I would encourage parents not to try to bring your 13-year-old. That's probably impossible. But to tell the 13-year-olds about it and see if we can't get some of the heats of those, up through middle school or early high school running too.
I want to keep talking about the all-comers track meet. That's why we're here today, to really let folks know about it, remind them that it's starting again. But I would also like to point out that you guys have a pretty active presence in the July 4th celebrations too, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, we will we'll have a bright, shiny red convertible in the parade. There will be a bunch of Kiwanians marching with our banner. And if I may, in that bright red convertible, we'll be riding our Educator of the Year for 2022. We're pretty excited about that.
There, Kiwanis does a lot of stuff to support young people, and one is your scholarship program, right?
Yes, we offer, this year we presented 10 scholarships to graduating seniors on the island. That happened last Thursday evening, and it's one of our favorite things to do. You go in and interview these kids, with sort of thinking about the state of the world these days, and oh my gosh, our future is looking pretty bleak. And you come out from talking with these kids, and you go, you know what? I think we're going to be okay. And I mean that from the heart. It's really encouraging to do this.
Now, will you have the golf venue this year?
That's a really good point. Yes, we will have the miniature golf set up at Waterfront Park on July 4th.
That always gets a lot of activity.
And to that end, if you want to come and help, we'd be happy to see you.
Help set up, you mean?
Help tear down, help manage, herd kids, hand out putters and golf balls.
So if we have listeners that do want to help, what's the best way to indicate that? Can they go to your website or just show up?
I think a good way to get information to start out with is to go to our website or to Facebook. We have a pretty active Facebook presence. And our website is bikiwanis.org. And there is a contact us link there that will get you in contact with, it'll either be Elizabeth.
Yep. Emails usually come to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if I can answer, I will. If not, I send it to the right person.
And sometimes they come to me.
Oh, okay.
As a humorous aside, I got one this morning that was in Russian.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
And it translated out to Iranian watermelons.
Ah, that's okay.
I never thought to translate them. Do that now.
Sorry, you can edit that part out.
Well, another dimension to your organization that I want to point out, because you guys do so much, is the your support of the Kids Up Playground, the next generation. I think that you guys, I'm not exactly sure how you supported that, maybe financially or participatory wise, but
a little of both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
We didn't do that. And you'll see a nice little thank you on our website when you go there. bikowanis.org.
Okay, good. Paul, let's get back to the all-comers track me again.
Yeah.
And let's remind people where it is and just some key things to keep in mind.
Well, it's at Woodward this year and registration at 5:30. Registration is just a matter of writing your name and age on a
name tag.
A name tag that you put in your shirt. But it still takes time, and we don't want everybody showing up at the same time. We hope to have over 100, 150, 200 people. Who knows? So we need some time to get registered. And then the first race is at 6 o'clock. The first race is the Jogger's Mile, where kids can run a mile, but that's often where mostly adults are running. Mm-hmm. And it's won not by the fastest person, but we ask everybody to predict their time before they run. And those who are closest to their predicted time are the winners. Sometimes they hit it right on.
Jim Handy.
Oh, yeah. Next dad. Yep.
Adults often, too, participate in the final event, which is the 4x100 relay. People are free to make up any four-person team they want. Sometimes there are four kids will get together, boys and girls will get together. Sometimes a family will get together. Sometimes two families will get together. Each person runs 100 meters and hands out the baton for people to complete one lap. So it's become a big race. The last time we did it, we'd have two full heats, which means we'd have 16 teams running. So that's a great way, too, for the adults to get a little exercise in. In between, it's mostly the kids running short races, 50 meter hurdles, 100 meters. I think we usually do the 200 meter run too. This year, I'm suggesting that we do 150 meters instead. I think it will be a more like a long sprint for a 7 or 8 year old. A 200 meters for a 7 year old is a long ways. It'd be more like running a 400 for an adult. So I think I'm going to shorten that down to see turn into a long sprint rather than an endurance race.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a lot of different opportunities for different age groups, different levels of experience and so forth.
And something to potentially encourage our older youth to come out and run is that we give out final prizes awards usually. I don't know if that's going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm. Medals.
Ooh, medals. That's good. But each week, the names get printed of the first, second, and third place. Is that correct,
right,
Paul?
Yeah. We run in age groups by gender. So it'll be, 6-year-old boys, 6-year-old girls, 7-year-old boys, 7-year-old girls, and so on. Yeah, and then we pick the top three. We time the top three people in each heat, and then they are given little certificates that say you were first place and you ran 100 in 14.6 or whatever. I want to call out too the kids from the high school cross country team who have served the last few years as the timers And they are an essential part and really have
absolutely
made a big contribution to this. There are two big groups of support now. One are the Kiwanis people who are doing the recording, registration, that sort of thing. And then the others are the high school cross-country kids who are doing the actual timing, and which is tricky. A, you've got to find, you know, you have to decide who is first and what, and click your watch to get the time. And then you have to go run and catch up to the kid before he disappears into the crowd.
And get the name.
And get give him his slip or her slip and say, yeah, you have won.
Okay, cool.
To Paul's point about registration and getting there early at 5:30 and getting your competitor's name and age recorded, we, every week, will be posting the results, as we have done in the past, in the review, but we'll also post them on Facebook this year.
Oh, great.
So if contestants or their parents or their siblings or anybody interested wants to see what those results, they'll be able to just click on a button and check it all out.
Okay. And Paul, one last time, give us the dates and the location.
The first meet is July 11th. Mm-hmm. We'll go for 6 weeks after that. That's a Monday evening. Registration at 5:30. First race, the Jogger's Mile at 6 at Woodward Middle School, the track at Woodward Middle School.
Okay, very cool. And Elizabeth, if folks want to find out more about Kiwanis Club Bainbridge Island, what do they do?
Two easy online ways is go to the website at bikiwanis.org. There's a contact button there. Reach out to us or our Facebook page. We have posts there and we can communicate that way as well.
May I add one other way?
You may.
We meet every week on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock with a hot breakfast at the Boys and Girls Club. Visitors and guests are always welcome. And breakfast is on us.
Very good. Well, Elizabeth, Jim, Paul, thank you for being on this edition of What's Up Bainbridge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. And good luck with the reopening of the all comers.
Thank you.
Sounds like a lot of.
I'm going to say one last thing.
Okay.
I think that this is attributable to Elizabeth.
Uh-oh.
Until you've seen three-year-olds run hurdles, you haven't lived.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us today on this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by Barn, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.